All right. Thank you very much for another edition. Pardon me, getting all settled in. Another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 5:59 in the p.m. Ooh, bonus coverage. I love it.
Pardon me one second.
You're doing great. What did I already say? K-O-O-P, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7, Around the Town Sounds. Said all that. We're all good there. Mascot Wedding Show, did I say that? I don't think I did. That's fine. I'll say it right now. Mascot Wedding Show's coming up. But first, from their self-titled CD, Royal Headache, this is Royal Headache with Never Again. Mascot Wedding Show, starting now. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is 6:02 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake, and this is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Plus, you may tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet it, we'll read it and also respond to it that rhymes with eat it. Ah, man.
Repeat it. Greet it. You write it. I'll read it and I'll greet it.
You write it. I cite it with my screw it. You may tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. Please do. Boom. We are back, David. We were gone last week.
That's right.
Sort of.
Yeah, we were away. And thank you very much to Rush for filling in for us. Rush, always a team player. We need that around here. A lot of team players. Right now we got a bunch of selfish people, a lot of Glenn Robinsons just hogging the ball when you got a Vin Baker over there.
A lot of Carmelo Anthony ball stoppers.
Ugh.
Just holding it.
We don't need that. Hey, I should back announce the music. Sorry about that. Royal Headache has a new album out. It's called Royal Headache, and that was Never Again. And that's probably in the clubhouse right now as my favorite album of the year so far. And I sure wish I could have seen them last night, but they had visa problems, and I was very bummed out about that.
So last week we were not in studio, but we still did our show because we did our show live.
Yeah.
At the 29th Street Ballroom as part of Austin Sketchfest.
That's right. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. Your Terrific Neighbors were our guests, and that podcast was posted this morning.
Yes.
So if you want to hear that show, you can visit mascotwedding.com. Why am I bringing it up? Because that show's got a ton of swearing.
It's a lot of fun to do.
Because as soon as we got off the radio, we let loose the floodgates. It's not a crazy amount.
Oh, man. It was like school had ended, and we were just like throwing our books in the gutter.
See, it wasn't quite like that. But when we were doing the show, even though it was in a different place, and I swore for the first time, I was like, well, I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, when you get me out of here, oh, my gosh. A toilet mouth.
Yeah, exactly. It's all barnacle talk from here until next Saturday.
Straight barnacle talk. Kind of, why is it barnacle talk, David?
Because you scrape it off the bottom of the boat. That's that kind of language that is.
The language that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. Austin Sketchfest was awesome.
Yes, it was. I wish I had done more of it, but I was insanely tired last week. I'm getting old, dog.
I decided to be insanely tired this week. Ooh. But anyway.
How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm good. Watching, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year, NBA playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't talked about it a lot since then.
Why not?
Well, because I got a team. I got a dog in the hunt. I'm a Spurs fan.
Yes, you are.
And they're doing well. And if I talk about them, they're going to lose.
Right.
So they're playing tonight. However, I have been enjoying the NBA playoffs. ESPN? Hubby.
The ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN.
Which is some foreigner saying, yes, good.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you who's the underrated announcer, by the way.
Who's that?
C-Web.
Really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
He's good. I can't say that I've heard him or that I've paid attention to him. You know who I like? I like Chris Mullen because he's just very, like, you could hear the street ball coming out in his voice.
Chris Mullen.
Yeah.
I think Chris Moy, he's got a hard hat on.
He's more of a thug than I thought he was.
Speaking of people, Mike Dunleavy, senior, used to announce games. And that guy had this voice like, hey, I'm Mike Dunleavy. Like, really, he's like, where to?
Yeah.
42nd Street ass got to be backed up.
go into that store. Pick out some dresses for your mother. That was my, whatever.
What's that?
That line from Goodfellas where they're about to kill Ray Liotta's wife. And he was like, yeah, just go into that store and pick out some dresses for your mother. She's like, nope, I'm not falling for that. She leaves. But that was the worst Robert De Niro I've ever done.
It's pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right. There's something I want to complain about specifically with ESPN. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was actually the TNT broadcast. They play us like music during the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And it was just some sort of like ambient thing with a beat. This is bad. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I like this. Who does this? I Googled it. Linkin Park.
Oh, so somebody loves Linkin Park now.
I don't know Linkin Park got out.
Why don't you kiss him?
Oh, speaking of somebody I do want to kiss, we have a special in studio guest.
We sure do.
First of all, how are you, David Hatta?
I'm a
special in studio guest today. Now, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. I don't know how I'm doing. I haven't even thought about it today.
It's been busy.
It has been busy. Zipping and zooming. I'm looking forward. Man, I like it when, or I don't like it. But my weekend has become like I get a sub weekend, and that's the actual weekend. Like
that's a week when you just eat a lot of subs.
Uh huh. So I'm very, very busy today.
Yeah.
But then at around 11 o'clock tonight, my weekend starts, and I've got from that until Sunday evening that I can just do nothing. And that's what my life is now, is just compartmentalizing my weekend.
I think secretly I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'd like to keep it that way.
Then why did you say it on the radio?
Well, I mean.
Oh, I know why, because nobody listens to this dumb thing.
Hey, this show's great.
A quick aside, and I feel like I'm going to get mad about it, is...
We keep microphone teasing our special guest. Well, it's just a second. Go ahead.
Okay. So we were doing the taping, the podcast taping last week.
Yes.
And a friend of ours who we know, he was like, oh, this was really cool. So do you guys do podcasts a lot? I was like, we do a show every week!
Who was it? Name him.
Drew Wesley.
Oh,
that
guy's got his head in the clouds.
Yeah. But hey, we're his favorite kind of thing. We're free. You think he would know that we do a show every week?
Yeah, we've been doing a show for 5 years almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Four and a half.
Coming up on it. Jeez.
When did you get into town, buddy?
I got into town May 1st last year.
May 1st. So this dude has been in Austin a year.
Our
mystery guest has been in Austin a year, and he has quickly become one of the most exciting stand-up comedians in town, one of my favorites, and we're super excited to have him here today. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Tejas.
Hey, thank you. Nailing it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. You want to get a little close to the microphone?
I do.
And talk right into it. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, life's good. Hanging out here with Mac. David, can't complain. Life's good.
So where were you before you came to Austin?
I was in Dallas. Dallas, Texas. Heard of it. It's pretty good. We won a couple Super Bowls back in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, we
NBA
did?
NBA Finals last year. Mm. That's where I'm from.
So you just rep that like...
A city of champions.
Hey, guys, book me.
Yeah.
Because I'm from where the Dallas Cowboys are.
Hi, I'm a champion. I come from Champion Town.
And how does that work? Does that work very well?
It works very well. I got booked 3 minutes at the Velveeta just 1 month after being here.
Oh.
Got canceled when I showed up because I showed up late, but... 2 weeks later, I got those 3 minutes back, and I feel like I had a good time, and I killed.
Very good. But now you worked your way all the way up, and now you host your own show at the New Movement.
Yep, the kind folk at the New Movement Theater were kind enough to say, hey, you know what, let's give this guy a chance. He obviously works hard for what he has. Sometimes he takes what is others. I'm merciless.
Can I ask you a question? How did you get this conversation down verbatim? Are you taping people?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Chris Tapez. That's not
a good nickname.
And if
sounds
you
like a boxer.
And if you mind, I'm going to steal a little bit of your thunder because I want to make sure this gets done right. Normally, I would let you introduce the name of your show, which you host at the New Movement, but it's got a little bit of a barnacle word in there.
It's got some edge.
Yes. So the name of the show is S is Golden.
Correct.
Yes. And S stands for something that we can't even talk about on the air.
Unfortunately, we can't.
But right.
Shirts Golden, as we like to call it.
Shorts Golden.
Shirts.
Yes. One of those two. Oh, well played, caller.
Sorry, I guess you don't get those tickets.
Do we have tickets?
No.
I'll still give them to you, though, if you call back.
Oh.
Well, let me ask you this. So Shirts Golden, what is the frequency of that show?
Well, we did one show a couple months ago, just kind of test running it out.
Yeah, I was
You
there.
Were on it.
I was. It was so much fun.
Mac headlined. Of course, when we did the flyer, the guy who did it,
that's right.
He put you on there as Make Bloke.
Make Bloke.
Make Bloke. Which I don't know how he could believe that was could be a real name at all.
Maybe it was like some Cockney comedian who's like, oh, I'm just doing a bit.
He just didn't care.
I understand. This is getting no respect in town. You know, just, speaking of the Austinist, they're starting to run a new webcomic, Whale, by Joseph Devins, which is super funny.
Yeah.
But in the article about it, and I can talk about this because I don't do it anymore, but they're like, yeah, just like our old web series, Mac Blake's Bill and Eric, and Eric was spelled wrong. And it was like, it came from the Daily Texan. And by the way, I didn't stop doing it at the Austinist. I gave them three, and they'd never published them. So I was like, and I sent them an email. I was like, hey, guys, there's not responding. Cool. All right. Thanks, Austinist.
That's how it works.
Flyer guys.
Anyway, you know, sorry. Yeah,
they just want to do the flyer. They just want the money, and they go out to, I don't know, an S club. I still haven't paid that guy who made that flyer, by the way.
Oh, so, well,
whatever,
done.
Dude. Nice. I just get a new guy every month.
Man, you are running this town right now.
Yep. I live free. I don't even have a real job. Oh. This is it right here. That's why I could come do this right now.
Wait, how are you getting money for this? Because please, God, tell us.
Well, the way I get money for this is I'm a negotiator. Uh-huh. I'm a hustler. I'm a con man.
I respect all
this.
Two
is
of those.
This actually going out throughout all Austin right now?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, work hard. I play hard. I'm a scrappy worker. I beg sometimes. I'm not ashamed.
Okay. All right.
And as long as I have money to get from point A to point B, I'm fine. I'm doing good.
Sounds good. You're doing better than we are.
So, so how often is Shirts Golden?
Well, it's going to be every month now, from now on. So the first one's going to be June 2nd. And I get to pick all the comics or anything I want on there. So it's basically a collection of my favorite comedians, or if it's a sketch, or if it's just somebody playing a video there. So it's just fun to kind of experiment, kind of just show off what I think is really funny in Austin, and put it all on one show.
So, and your next show is when? It's too bad that no one's going to be able to see it, I don't know, tonight or anything.
It's going to be rough, but it's going to be tonight. We're going to tough it out. We're going to tough it out. We're going to move it to tonight. It's 11 p.m. at the new movement.
And that's like 7th and Lavaca?
Yes, or 6th and Lavaca, probably. I don't know. Look, I haven't really done the research.
You can Google map it, you idiots.
You could Google map it?
Talking bad about the audience for some reason.
So, who's
the kind of audience we have.
Who's on the bill for tonight's Shirts Golden?
Tonight, headlining, I got one of my favorites in Austin. His name's Eric Krug. I'm sure you guys have heard him.
Krug.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Former funniest person in Austin.
So funny. And I had to have him headline one. He was gracious enough to do tonight. And I also have a lot of other great comics on the bill. I have Michael Priest.
Priest, nice. Friend of the show.
Yeah, that guy brings it all the time. I don't even ask him to bring it, and he brings so much of it.
Well, because he lives there.
Oh, he knows it. He has so much of it, he's trying to get rid of it.
Hey, Chris, I'm Michael Priest.
That's my Michael Priest impression.
That's not very good.
Not the best.
It's more mannerisms than it is voice.
I did a scampish squint. That guy's a scamp.
He is a scamp.
I do. I love Michael Priest.
He is an artful dodger.
I like him.
It's weird. He was my best friend when I moved here, and then he became just, I hated him. He was my enemy. And now we're like brothers again.
Ooh. How did that happen?
The saga.
You got a lot of drama in your life.
Yeah, we fight for no reason. Okay. We just get bored. You know? Right. So
Can I give you a piece of advice real quick, though?
Mm-hmm.
This drama that you're creating and that you're perpetuating?
Love it.
Save it for your mama.
David.
That could actually kind of hurt, but that's okay.
So who else is on this thing? We got Eric Krug.
Well, my mom's on the list.
Oh, no. Well, she's going to love that drama.
I'll be giving it to her tonight.
Your mom's on my list.
What? She's on everyone's list. That could be a list for anything, Dirty Minds.
List of cool moms I'd
like to meet. Yeah,
exactly. List of gifts to give.
Yeah, MILFs. Moms I'd like to hug.
I like
Moving on.
Also, we have the hilarious Maggie May. She's FPI finalist this year.
Crushing it.
Yeah, she's, what could you say about her? She's just one of the, I was freestyling with her last night.
Oh, yeah?
And I got to say, she's not very good, but I am. I didn't know that. I didn't know I was that good at freestyling.
I'm convinced.
Might be another venture.
Were you able to keep the flow going even though you're like constantly shocking yourself?
It was hard. That's a good question. That's a good question because I'm like, after every rhyme that I make, and it also makes sense, and it's so witty, and it's so good, and it's so down to earth and breakthrough at the same time, I'm thinking, why am I not recording this? But then I keep going.
You got to keep, you gotta keep the focus up.
Well, I forget it.
Congratulations on being so focused. That's really admirable.
I can't tell if you're making fun of me there, but if
I'm
you
not.
Are, why? If you're not, thank you. I appreciate that. Tez,
why would I make fun of you?
A lot of haters out there, man.
Ugh, they're the worst.
And you know what? I love David them. Word. I love those guys.
You love the haters?
I love them, dude. They drive me. They fuel me. They're like, I don't know, my Gatorade.
Oh.
And I'm like an athlete, and I sweat it.
All right.
They're like, hater Gatorade.
Hater.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, huh?
Hey. Oh, I see.
Gator hate.
I think.
Why are we not recording this?
Raider. They're like Raider.
We've been rolling for 16
Raiderade?
Minutes.
Gatorade? God, there's a better way to say that.
I also have this guy I'm really excited about having on, Tegan McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's so funny to me. He cracks me up in a way that, I don't know, not a lot of guys do, because he just does crazy things on stage. Like, I think one time I heard, hey, you going to New Movement tonight? I was like, what's going on? They're like, that guy Tegan's just going to be on stage trying to see how many bananas he could eat. Mm-hmm. I'm into that. I like it. I like what he's doing. I even like what he's not doing.
Uh-huh.
So at FPIA the first night, he was like the first or second comic that went on.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was so funny. I got Tegan fever immediately.
Yeah. So he didn't eat a lot of bananas then?
Apparently he ate a lot of bananas, and I don't know if he got sick or anything, but I doubt it.
Ugh. He just got super potassed.
He got super pumped. That guy has been doing it nonstop since.
You also got some music on the show tonight, right?
Yeah, MC Thad Newman. This guy's going to bring some hip-hop to the show. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, I hope I'm not blowing the whistle, but Thad Newman is really Ryan County.
Ryan County, the comic.
Yeah, yeah. And I heard one thing he did one time, and I was like, all right, this is just some goofs goofing around.
Yeah.
And then I listened to this rap he did. It was about Magic the Gathering.
Sure.
That's However, the best one, right?
But I got to say, I was impressed.
Yeah.
Me too.
He's got some chops.
I want to hear this.
He was also in the Freestyle Square last night. It was a square. There was four of us. That's what we call it in Compton. And we have this guy, Aaron, my friend. And that guy, this is the guy, because he's not a comedian. He's not a rapper. Doesn't have a car.
Does he have a car? Sorry.
No. Doesn't have a job. Really great rapper.
Well, it seems like he's got everything in order.
He was putting everyone besides me to shame. It was great.
Well, it's nice to have a second place, though.
Yeah.
Somebody you could turn to and be like, hey, you're almost as good as me.
Yeah. Some guy, he's nipping at your heels. He keeps you running.
Yeah.
That's what we call a Dr. Dre in the business.
Well, then
rest in peace.
Okay, if you're...
No, he's still alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's doing quite well. He's got headphones.
Wow, I just hope he's chilling in peace, though.
No. Get me some of those.
Oh, yeah, those things.
I will never give me any of those.
Yeah.
I think I've told that story before.
Also, on the show, if I could say, sketch group Spirit Desire, amazing.
Spirit Desire. Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They're going to do a couple sketches.
They're blowing up.
They're hilarious, dude. But before I moved out here, I met Patrick Robinson in Dallas. Yeah. He came out and did some shows, and we met. He's actually one of the reasons I decided to move to Austin, because he was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly wasn't really happy with the comedy scene in Dallas.
What?
If I could be real quick, it wasn't my scene.
Tell us about the comedy scene in Dallas, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there are some good comics in Dallas.
Yeah.
Let me start off by saying that. But, I don't think the comedy audience in Dallas is what the comedy audience in Austin is. Like, I go to open mics here, and they're packed, and it's so much fun. In Dallas, it's like most of the open mics I go to, it's mostly comics who can't wait to bomb, me included. And like over here, it's like I could go to any open mic. It's hard to work on new stuff because I like working on new stuff at dead open mics. There's no one there practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I go to like the smallest open mic, there's like a lot of people and you kind of just get freaked out a little, just delve into your old stuff. The classics, as I call them.
Sure.
Hit them with the classics. But yeah, I love that about Austin. And that's why I'm glad I made the move.
It's a cool town, buddy. Glad you're here.
Cool town.
Yeah. You could do a lot worse, like Dallas, city of champions.
Chanceburg. I love Spurs. I heard you talk about how you like the Spurs and all. I'm a lifelong Dallas Maverick fan. So that could maybe go, ooh, when you said that. But, I actually think they're going to win it this year. And I hate to say that, but.
Well, we'll see.
Here's the thing. Are you born and raised in Dallas?
Born and raised.
Okay. So you've earned it. Like, you've put the time in. It's not like, man, if I may divert a little bit here, like. A lot of the people who once the Mavericks got good, They're like, oh, yeah, I love Blitz Bowl time. Yeah. Or like Rangers fans now.
Bandwagon jumpers?
Yes. Drives me nuts.
I was there during the crappy years, throughout the whole 90s. It was rough, man. I used to watch every loss. It was tough. So they won. I felt like I should get to hold the trophy, but that didn't happen.
Have you tried hustling for it?
I currently am. It's a long internet thing I'm doing. I don't want to get too into it.
I hope you get it.
I could get arrested. See, again.
Here's the thing. I can't claim that I've been a lifelong Spurs fan, born and raised. I was born in San Antonio and I moved around a bunch. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I was living in Abilene. And in Abilene, Texas, we definitely got the Mavs on TV and I would watch them. This was like the Rolando Blackman years.
Oh, wow.
Back when.
Late 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Back when the best player was Roy Tarpley and he was suspended because of the drugs.
Drugs.
And so
he also hit his girlfriend with an iron.
Did he? I missed that. But
the drugs.
When I would go to like a mall sports store, and you'd be like looking at the t-shirts that would have like the caricatures, like the carnival caricatures, the pictures of like Jordan Duncan.
Those are the best. Yeah. Oh yeah, I used to have. Some of those.
And so they'd have one for they'd be like you know they have one for every team like Ewing on the Knicks, etc. Mm-hmm. And then I'd get to the Mavericks and be like. Like, Dad, who's Roy Tarpley? How come he's not on TV? And I guess he was like, suspended. Why? Drugs are bad. Instead of, I don't think he brought up that he hit his girlfriend with an iron.
Nah, that'd not the kind of thing you want to talk about.
But
I miss those caricatures you were talking about as
Yeah.
I remember. Do you remember when you used to buy like Coca-Cola during Halloween? They'd come with like football cards and like
football
players would be dressed like monsters.
Man.
Why don't they do that anymore?
Because they're not having fun anymore. They're all about their Benjamins or whatever.
Drugs. They're always doing drugs.
Yeah. That's my understanding of football.
Football and drugs. Every time I look on ESPN, there's some kind of crazy, sad story going on in ESPN. But you know what, man? Let those guys roid up. Because the sports are so much funner to watch when a guy's hitting like a billion home runs a year, right?
Oh, my God. It's the best. That's all anybody wants.
They're doing the drugs for us.
I think we need to bring fun back to things.
I know.
Like, let's do like Halloween trading cards of the Austin comedy scene.
Now, was it? I mean, the NBA
hit
like
into that.
Good.
I'm into that.
The NBA hit like a giant boom in the 80s, right? Am I making that up?
You are.
Okay.
It really was like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, well, they had Bird Magic in the 80s, right? So yeah. That had to be like the craziest time, even though I don't like any of those.
But those finals games were still like on tape delay. Like, they were not live. Because I remember the 86 like Rocket Celtics finals. Like, nobody cared. I was like, this is neat, guys, but it was...
I remember, at least in the 80s, early 90s, there was, like, it just seemed, like, more fun, because maybe it was the boom of that being a giant merchandise thing.
Yes. Well, the players were also allowed to talk a little more shirts back then, because, you know, it was like, now if a player even reacts any kind of emotion after a play, he gets a technical, and that sucks the fun out of it. That takes the passion out of it, I think, you know? But at the same time, if Kevin Garnett was looking at me square in the face like he was about to punch a hole in my head, I would hope the referee would give him a technical immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Get Kevin Garnett, guy out of here. I'm trying to dunk.
Yeah, like if Kevin Garnett looked at me that way, I'd look behind me, and if there was nowhere to go, I'd have to kill him first.
Yeah.
He's scary.
He's terrifying.
Although I did love... And
so intense.
You're listening to Sports Talk on the Mascot Wedding Show. I loved the other day that he got mad at LeBron for laughing at him or like laughing in his face. And I was like, you've been doing that your entire career.
I saw that. But you could see the fear in LeBron James' face.
Oh, you totally
could. I could see that. He's playing it off. I know that because I always like laugh it off when someone wants to beat me up. But I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say it. I'm scared.
That high like stilted laughter was like... Right, guys?
But I'm trying to get to these posters. Do you guys remember these posters? It was like they'd take sports figures and they'd pose them in certain ways. And it was just like this one artist doing it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Brian Bosworth.
Yeah.
It'd be like Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a picture of him and like all these people dolled up like Wizard of Oz characters.
Yeah.
Or like the
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Awesome, no. Or like Jim Kelly's Machine Gun Kelly poster.
Yeah.
Where he was just holding a gun and we were all okay with that.
You know, we'll post it when we post this podcast. They're amazing. There's like, you know, the Bash Brothers and they have like Maguire and Canseco, just like the Blues Brothers, but they'd have
like a sleeveless like sport coat jackets.
Yeah, it was basically like these weird, I don't know, man, but I feel like that was what's going on back then.
So much fun.
God, I would like to just see footage of that photo shoot, you know, if the player was just very unhappy during the whole thing.
I think they were someone into it.
It's like Vince Coleman mad, like, all right, we're doing a Fleet Feet poster. A what? I don't care.
They should just make them just dress like monsters during the game, right?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Don't read my diary, Chris. But then, like, when I, after I moved from Abilene, I moved to, like, a D.C. area. Do you think I watched the Bullets? Hell no.
Yeah.
That was like the Jordan Golden era, and I just became like a Bulls fan.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
I think everyone did. Yeah, exactly. And then I moved to San Antonio, and I finally, like, you know, my dad took me to a Spurs game, and I'm like, this is where I was born, this is where I live, and then I became a Giants Spurs fan. But I'll say this, when they got Tim Duncan and they won a championship, man, that was so surreal.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, this doesn't happen to us. The Jazz, we expected any moment like the Jazz's music to hit and then to come like them with a folding chair.
By God!
Yeah, it's like Spurs wins. By God, that's the Jazz's music. And then they, you know, knock us out.
I imagine it was huge in San Antonio when that happened because they don't have any football teams really, right? Or baseball. Right. I mean, so the Alamo happened, and then they've just been sad the whole time, and then boom, Spurs champion.
Here's the thing, though. We didn't know what to do. Like, Chicago fans and the Bulls win, what do? You run outside, you light a garbage can on fire, throw it through the window of a small business. We get it. However, like, in San Antonio, we just got in our cars and immediately had a traffic jam.
Yes, that's what happened in Houston, too. Like, it was kind of nice. It was, like, the cutest thing.
Yeah, it's like, where are we going? I don't know. Traffic.
That was, like, yeah, let's just dance in the streets. That's what we knew back then.
We all ran to a Chili's, and then it was closed, and we just went home.
Well, you guys had David Robinson for such a long time, yes. And I thought he was awesome, but then people don't remember. Well, I'm sure they do. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I am, but not right now.
I've heard you brag about it before.
Yeah. Well, kind of hard not to. And like I remember Robinson got injured the year before.
Yes.
And so he was out all season.
Good job.
That's why you guys got a bad record. That's why y'all were able to get Tim Duncan.
Well, here's the thing.
Like a lucky thing.
When we figured out Robinson wasn't coming back, we had, we told a couple other people not to come back either. Like, Sean Elliott was like, oh, I sprained my ankle. I was like, what was that, Sean? You sprained it? You broke it. Sit out for the rest of the season.
It was genius. They knew he was coming up in the draft. My ex-girlfriend, I actually had to end our relationship because of how much I talk about basketball. This is great.
I like how you had to end your relationship because of how much you talk about basketball.
Well, her name was Sam Pritchell. I don't know if you've heard of her. Uh-huh. But she used to just get on me about talking about basketball all the time. Mm-hmm. So I said, you don't like it? Leave it. And I just pointed at my door and said, I'm dumping you right now.
That's cool.
And she said, I'm sorry. And I said, I forgive you, but it's still over.
Did you say you just got hoopsed?
You just got hooped, yeah.
That's
my favorite player is the Worm, Dennis Rodman. I'm not taking those posters down. And you can get out.
Man, by the way, you want to talk about a weird time when Robin played for the Spurs?
Yeah.
That San Antonio was not ready for that.
I don't think anybody was really ready for that.
He had to go.
Because as soon as he came down, it's when he got weird.
Yeah.
I remember he dyed his hair demolition style, and he started dating Madonna.
That's right.
Like, Madonna was coming to Spurs games, and that wasn't...
the sleepy town. Yeah. Like,
Santos was like, what's going on? Are you doing a show? We could buy tickets to that.
Rodman was crazy, man. Like, we went to the Bulls. He also dated Carmen Electra, 90s style.
Man.
I like how...
That is the most 90s person to date.
Yeah.
I like how they got married... drunk one night in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And like the next day he was like, oh no. And he got it annulled.
I didn't understand that. That's when Rodman is Electra, 90s style.
But here's the thing. When Dennis Rodman's breaking up with you, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Maybe he's just a commitment-a-phobe.
Maybe that was what he walked to the altar and he goes, you got hoopsed. You're out of here.
Well, he apparently has this thing where he's getting sued because he didn't pay for all the children that he made. And I don't know. I think that's pretty... awesome.
He should pay for those children he made.
It's Dennis Rodman style.
Yeah.
Let's record a benefit song. Pay for the children that you made.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Let's get on it. Hey, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Oh, time is flying by.
Do you want to play something or I'll play something?
I'll play something.
Okay.
What's up, Chris? Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm coming up by Pink if you got it.
I'll look around for it.
First of all, it's called Get the Party Started.
Ooh, is it?
Yes.
You want to turn that on?
I sure
humiliated myself at many parties then.
Off of their self-named EP, this is The Danger Is. The same face. More Basketball Show coming up. Boom! Back with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hotta, and sitting in with us is guest... Come on.
What's up?
Now, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Chris What's Up Tellez.
That's right. Mispronouncing his own name for you dummies.
That's right, for you White Devil Slave Masters.
That was the White Devil Slave Masters we just heard. No, that was The Danger Is off of their self-titled EP.
Love
with
it.
Same face.
Got it on vinyl already.
That's amazing.
That is unbelievable.
We got some tweets to read. Regular Karate Lance Gilstrap says, tonight, come see how a property performs sketch comedy at Cold Town, 8:30, combining Improv's Midnight Society and Basketball Talk Show Mascot Wedding.
Nice.
I'm there.
Basketball Talk Show, I'll smash your brain in. And then Jericho Thorpe tweeted at us. He says, love me some tayas.
Hey, Jericho. How's it going, buddy?
So, well, let's wait for his response. Rude, Jericho. Rude.
Bloop, bloop. Love that guy.
Hang on. I'm getting a text.
Love it.
So actually, you just hit upon something that I want to talk about on the radio, even though we talked about it 30 minutes ago.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. So you just introduced yourself as Chris Tellez.
Yep.
But you also go by Chris Tellez.
Both.
Why is that?
Well, growing up, everybody always used to, it is Chris Tellez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Growing up, everybody just, the school teachers, the other kids, the bosses, the other coworkers, mm-hmm. my friends, anybody who knew my name would just say Tellez. So,
yeah, sure.
You know, it's kind of hard to stop that when everybody, you know, thinking their thoughts. I'm not a thought changer.
Hey, you know what, though? How about this? Stand Your Ground 2012. It's Tellez now.
I like to just tell people it's Thompson.
Well, that might get you farther
stand
in life.
Stand Your Ground 2012?
It's Thompson.
Yeah. Are you adopting this too, David Jara?
Oh, it's Hada. I feel like I've done a pretty good job. Like, I've always corrected people whose opinions I respect.
I've always thought it was Jar A.
Nope. Well, you were thinking of that movie Jarhead.
So, and I'll be honest, I don't like necessarily... I'm not accusing you of not standing
on ground
because
I
don't. It's not something that, like, you know, I'm like keeping track of.
Yeah.
But in the past, we've talked about this, and I also will do this because my real first name is McLean,
uh-huh.
and so my name is McLean. Do you bully?
Love that name.
So McLean. It's McLean Blake, and McLean is a last name, mm-hmm. and Blake is occasionally a first name when it's given to a pretty lady.
Yeah.
What's this show doing?
Well, let's see where this is going.
Okay. So and so people think often my name is Blake McLean. Doctors, right. Dummies.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily correct them, or if people are like, oh, it's your name Matt, I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
If I don't care about them.
Right. Exactly.
But you, and you've adopted that philosophy as well. Like if someone's like, oh, hey, David Jara.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. In fact, I've started to do that at bars because it's easier to just go, it's Jara. And they hear that and they know how to spell that. Then it's like, what's your last name? It's Hada. J-A-R-A. What? And it's like, just show my license.
At that point, you just kind of look at them and say, get a life, and then walk out. Whatever bar you're at.
But I still owe the money.
Okay.
They have my card, actually.
Run out.
Stand your ground, buddy. Stand your ground. So, okay. But in the past, I feel like your threshold for whose opinion matters was pretty high.
How do you mean?
Well, we had that boss at International Tomato that didn't know your correct pronunciation.
Oh, name. Well, I just wanted to yell at him. Screw that guy.
Well, yeah, but you never corrected him. So, in other words, how are you? If you're standing your ground, 2012, are you going to lower that threshold?
No,
a
actually,
bit?
You know, I see what you're saying. I see
that's
what you're
hard.
Saying.
How about figure out how to stand my ground, 2012? Stand my ground, 2013.
You know what? As long as you're on a path,
that's a vortex. You'll never fix anything. Cool. You might actually fall into a hole and then never get out.
But he's already established that it's going to be 2013.
Figuring it out.
That's the sound of your plan.
Figure it out, 2012.
Assuming 2013 even comes.
Oh.
Zombie apocalypse, yeah. First sign.
Zombie apocalypse. Oh, man.
So let's
you guys
say,
heard enough of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's say you're at a bar.
Yeah.
Not the bartender, but just the guy next to you.
Uh-huh.
And, well, he's not reading your name at that point.
Well, see, you know what? Also, it also depends on the flow of conversation. Because if someone's like, hey, you're David Jara. Sometimes I'll be like, it's Hada, but yeah. Or sometimes I'll be like, sure, close enough. You know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like things will get away from you, and then you're gonna be like, oh, by the way, 20 minutes ago when you said my name,
yeah,
it's Mac.
Yeah,
not Greg.
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
It all depends, but everybody I know and care about knows how to say it.
Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm happy with that. But you just had your chance, man. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to
well,
get you back.
Be saying he
call
care.
Me Tellez.
Yeah.
Or not. Whatever floats your boat. Matt Bearden calls me Tellez. He's like the only person I know that he checked with me.
Uh-huh.
And like he'll always say it and he'll put a little extra flavor on it at the end. I like it.
So like Tellez, aye, aye, aye? Like
he
that
goes,
sort of thing?
Tellez, let's go get some tacos. And he goes up there and says, like aye, aye, aye.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Fair enough.
You know what? I would say that's not cool. However, I get tacos with Bearden.
Tacos are great.
Oh my God. And I love tacos. So what's going on, David Hada?
What's going on? Oh, I'll tell you something that bummed me out this week. Was it this week? I think it was this week. Oh, man. This my life. I don't know what's going on.
Hit me with it.
My life.
My life is in shambles. Borat 2.
In production 2016.
Is it? Yeah. Hashtag
yeah.
In production 2016.
Cool.
Anyway, found out that Mr. Gaddy's closed. The one on the drag. Or the one on MLK.
Is that it?
Wait, so not all of them? Just the one on the
just
drag?
Just the one on MLK.
Is that like a dirty store or what is that?
Mr. Gaddy's? The pizza place.
Oh, I thought you were saying Mr. Daddy's.
Mr. Daddy's. Hey. I would love to bring that up on the radio show.
Come on down to Mr. Daddy's Pizza. Hey, how old are you?
Old enough.
All right, you're in.
That is right.
Who's your friend?
That's my dad.
Bring him. Mr. Daddy's, we take all kinds.
You tell him ask for amigos.
We take drop-offs.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What do you want on your pizza?
Just like red onions.
No, or... shut up. What do you want on your pizza?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Anything. You want the Taiwanese kid? Yeah, he's on your pizza.
Websites like a GeoCities.
Mr. You want the GeoCities? Oh, no, the website.
Geocities.
Go to Mr. geocities.com/sunsetstrip/
We have the perfect
/. Mr. Daddy's .html.
We have the perfect pizza for boyfriend and girlfriend. It is called Ladyboy. You order a Ladyboy, we will send you one.
Ignore the pop-ups and sign the guest book.
Guest book, that was a thing.
Oh, guest books and counters and frames.
Coming 2016, Mr. Daddy's MySpace.
Anyway.
It's not a website. It just has his own like chill club next door.
Yeah, exactly. It's my space.
So they closed down Gaddy's.
And they had a little ad in the paper. It was like, hey, thanks for like something ridiculous, like 35 great years.
Wow.
But they're like, hey, we lost our lease. So this week only, it's, you know, we're rolling back prices. And I was like genuinely sad for two reasons. One, I spent like a good portion of college there, like wow. a hefty percentage.
Yeah.
Second, I was bummed out that I missed it. I was bummed out that I missed the cool prices on an all-you-can-eat buffet. But then I thought,
wait, what do you mean that you missed the cool prices?
I mean, they like lowered it to like.
Oh, you mean they're like, we're going out of pizza.
We're going out of pizza.
We're going out of pizza business.
We're going out of pizza business. All you can fit.
Yeah.
And anything you can give.
It was something like $5, something like that, which is, good price for all-you-can-eat pizza.
That's still a lot of money.
You
should check out this place called Cece's, man. It's the dopest.
I'll check it out.
It's dope.
I go there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
You just named 7 days.
Did I?
But then I got sad that it was closing because it was like a piece of, you know, my past or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I wasn't keeping it in business for a reason. It's okay that it's closing because it was junk. And I'm beyond that point in my life where I'm eating junk. So why am I holding on to it?
But that's part of like your life just going away now, like Blockbuster's closing down, yeah. You know?
But who cares? Like, we got to move on, dog.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
What else is opening up? That's what you got to be telling yourself.
Thanks for calling me dog. B, when you're, you know, years later,
uh-huh.
When you're in a car ride, driving down the drag, taking that person you held hostage on a little tour.
It sounded so lovely until that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
On a little tour of UT, and you're like, oh, that's where I went to school. And you'd be like, you'll point at whatever's in there now, like probably some co-op building or a student housing. You're like, that used to be a pizza buffet.
Tell me more.
That's why I got this tumor in my brain.
That's the thing that really bums me out is that moment where you go back and things are so changed happened pretty quickly after I left college. Like,
oh, my God. See, man, that's the way it's always going to be, at least around this town, because it's developing. Or no, excuse me, always. That's the way it's going to be for a while. By the way, we got a tweet from Dave Justice who says, every order from Mr. Daddy's Pizza comes with a side of quote-unquote ranch.
Oh,
kid boy.
I can only assume he means ranch.
He means ranch.
Yeah, he was emphasizing.
I think somebody else said ranch and he's quoting him.
I see.
But yeah, I mean, seriously, the University of Texas and that area, massive changes.
It's never going to be the same.
Here's what I don't get, man. So the real estate on the drag, which is that section, for those who don't know, it's that section of Guadalupe Street that's in front of the University of Texas. Are many out-of-town listeners?
Yes, exactly.
And
at
so,
home and abroad.
Because it's got these students here who are stupid about money.
Mm-hmm.
The rent is pretty high.
Yes.
But it's weird what can succeed there and what can't.
Yeah.
Like, there's a gap there for the longest time.
Oh, that's right.
It's closed. Yeah, gap. Out of business.
Closed? A gap?
Yeah. On the drag
However,
at UT.
Then they open up Tyler's, which basically sells gym shorts to sorority girls, and that place is making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Oh, we're going to open up a t-shirt, gym short, and flip-flop store, and it's going to make money hand over fist.
You know what? That kind of makes sense. Because you know who dresses terrible? Students.
As well, they should.
Yeah, they should. That's not the real world.
Man,
I want to go back to school.
Don't. It's a trick.
I want to go back to the Gap as soon as possible.
Hey, let's go,
give
man.
Give me a sweater vest.
I'm going to buy some undies there that I could buy at Old Navy for half the price.
But you're paying for the tie.
But
brand.
It says
you're
Gap
for the
on
brand.
Yeah.
It's Gap.
Never that's say fine. Undies.
That's why when I zip open the jeans and it says Gap on the waistband, my doctor knows what's up.
He's zip like, over the jeans or pop open the buttons.
He's like, whoa. I'm like, that's right, doc. Don't F around with this exam. Also, I have a lot of pain and it's right here.
It might be caused by the undies.
Off come the undies.
Something else is closing, and I feel bad because they're still technically in business and I don't want to like kick them while they're down.
Yeah.
But Encore, right there on Anderson.
Yes.
Encore Records and Tapes, which right there, maybe change the sign. But right now they're doing like an everything must go 40% off sale. And I hate that it's closing down because I've been there once and it was a really nice experience. But at the same time, I've been in there once.
Yeah.
Like there was a reason why I didn't go back. And also to the point where I'm driving past that sign and I'm like, you let me know when you hit 50%. Like then I'll go in. Like yeah. I really, there's something in my brain that says you don't want to go in there. But most of my brain's saying, oh, I'm going to miss it for some weird reason.
That's pretty sad.
It is.
I still get bummed about Sam Goody's, Suncoast, you know, stuff like that. That's where I used to get my CDs from.
Yeah. And that was where I would do.
Now they're not around.
I would do the best loitering in there. Like,
just hanging out.
Just going to Suncoast and looking at their movies and being like, man, one day when I have $30, I could buy this copy of Caddyshack.
Yeah. I used to not have money and walk around and just think, I wish I had the nuts to steal. And I wouldn't.
I remember going, because Blockbuster Music, or was it Warehouse, started this thing where like you could like listen to the CD first and they'd wrap it up. I remember being oddly too nervous to ask.
Yes.
I can't explain that. Like now it boggles my mind, but there's a time and I'd be like, well, I'd have to talk to this guy and I'd have to point to a CD I liked and he'd probably judge me. Anyone like the CD, and I don't care for it.
Well, which, can I tell you something that I figured out years later?
Yeah.
They have one unwrapped, and they'll just play that one. Like, because I thought, oh, man, I don't want to, like, be obligated to buy this thing. I made them open it. But no, they've already opened one, and they've just got it at the ready.
They have a machine that just rewraps stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so dumb.
I used to be worried, like you said, like just I used to be judging what music I would buy by how cool the person working the counter is. Because
what do you mean?
Like, okay, if I go to Waterloo Records, okay?
Yeah.
And there's like some dude that is like so indie-tastic up there.
Yeah.
Working. I don't want him to think I'm lame, but how bad do I want this Third Eye Blind self-titled album?
Yeah, of course,
which was great.
Pretty bad.
Pretty solid. Bad.
If I'm there, it's probably because my original scuffed.
Yeah.
Right.
But I make the purchase, you know? I do it. I tell them it's for a friend. It's kind of a joke gift. And I go home and have the best time of my life and listen to it.
Yeah.
I had to at Waterloo Records. I think I've told the story before. Uh-huh. It was a gift for my sister at the time. She's still my sister, but it was a gift for her. It was many years ago. I bought the Mambo No. 5 by Lou Bega.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
At Waterloo Records.
Catchy.
And
catchy
I remember song, passing really it over and like, I would like to purchase this. I might have literally sandwiched it with like, and this Built to Spill B-side. Obviously, I'm cool. This one thing's for just goofs.
Oh, is this stuck to the one I wanted to buy? I'll just buy it anyway.
Whatever.
Just buy buttload of albums. Yeah. Like, Mutual Milk Hotel.
It's like Homer Simpson's like, I will take Enema, Condom, Illegal Fireworks.
Yeah.
I do like that album. That was not a joke. We did talk off air. Mac loves the album. I'm going to bring you down with me.
I do.
I like that album.
Can we get
like
you involved?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
A couple years ago, they came for South by Southwest, and I was walking with a pack of friends.
Yeah.
And I saw this venue on Six, and some guy was like, yeah, Third Eye Blind's playing a free show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sweet, let's do this. And nobody was on board, and I did not get to see them.
Oh.
But I get to see a bunch of bands that I don't know.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that.
I think the thing that ruined Third Eye Blind for me, and this ruins a lot of bands for me these days. No, it does.
Okay.
Is once I saw them, like how they looked and stuff, I was like, I don't want to support this.
I could see that.
Because that guy is a real D-bag.
He's a D-bag, and I'm not endorsing their entire catalog. But Third Eye Blind, man, those are some sweet jams.
You're probably losing a lot of listeners right now, but I'm going to say it as well. First two albums are pretty okay.
I
never heard anything after that.
I don't know that second one.
Well, the second one has the...
the fans call it the Blue Album.
The Never Let You Go song.
Oh, yeah.
Never Let You Go. Wounded. Anything. Wow. Deep Inside of You. Just a lot of great songs.
Deep Inside of You. Is that how it goes? I've never heard it before.
That's exactly how it goes.
Let's see here. Do I have this thing? Oh, I don't have it on my iPad.
Hang on.
It's a crime.
I know. Why don't I? Do I have... Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. I was joking. So here we go. It starts off. Can you turn this up?
I sure can.
Losing a Whole Year. Classic album.
I lost several years listening to this song.
And then we got... What's next? Narcolepsy?
It made me wish I was narcoleptic.
Yeah. And then here we go, guys. Here's a blast from the past.
I think we know this song.
Yeah. Get happy about that one.
I think we saved us all. We're all here now because of this song.
This is a poet.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Talking to the singer.
Here's one. This one, I was graduating high school at the time Graduate came out.
I almost didn't graduate high school. That's why this song was really great.
You came through. And it's here's amazing. One. Here's a question for you, Chris Tejas. How's it going to be, my man?
I'll tell you how it's going to be. It's going to be sad.
Oh, it's going to be sad, but it's also going to be a killer jam. But you know what?
It's also going to be losing a whole year. Go back 4 tracks.
But here's the thing. 6 tracks in, I kind of figured some things out. That's why it's time for Thanks a Lot. And then this next song sucks.
Burning I hate that Man. One. I'll be honest.
What? Thanks a Lot?
Yeah.
Burning Man's stupid.
Yeah, see, good I fizzle you. Out towards the last track. Yeah, actually. I don't want to go to London song. I kind of get back into it.
I wasn't a big fan of song. I don't even know that song. I didn't make that part of it.
It's
what's the thing?
How's It Gonna Be Part 2, because they start the same way.
So when do we start the podcast called Mac and Chris Savor Music? Because it really is like
tonight.
The past minute has just been like you guys going, oh yeah.
Guilty pleasure.
Look,
except I don't feel guilty at all.
No, nor should you.
I don't.
No, own it.
I really don't. But I want to just ensure anyone who's thinking about just being my friend, I don't listen to these tracks like in my car, like with other people.
Come on, guys, we're cool.
I'll play whatever. I'll play Bon Iver's, whatever.
Bon Iver's.
I got some Yeezy in that Serato, but I also got a little God of Wine by 3EB.
I listen to so many obscure bands. I could listen to this band. Mm-hmm. I listen to these guys that are in high school, garage band, started a band last week, play in Waco. I drive out to their garage shows. I'm like the only one there. Mm-hmm. That's how obscure of music I get. They're called the Crackers.
So you've earned the cred by listening to the Crackers to listen to Cracker.
Yep. They haven't even put out an album, and I already have their album out on vinyl.
Very impressive. Wow. On vinyl.
Are you sure it's not just a recordable vinyl disc?
Yeah, are you sure it's not? Did it come with a download code? Probably not.
No. I haven't used it yet anyway. Saving that for later. I'll burn it for you guys. I'll probably stop listening to them at that point, but I'll burn it for you guys.
Appreciate it.
I'm listening to some Tune Yards on a Wax Cylinder.
Man, I'm sorry. Cool. I can't fake it with Tune Yards. I hate that band.
Why? Tune Yards? Why do you hate them? Because they're terrible?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good reason.
Like I've never heard of them, but have they gone platinum yet?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I'll listen to them when they go platinum.
I don't think so.
They've gone mustache. Boing! Cheap shot. Cheap
loved
shot.
It too much.
It's a cheap shot. It's like
looking at the internet
morning
now.
Zoo.
It looks like the original drummer for Stroke 9 is in that band. Tune Yards.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
You looked that up pretty quick.
I have an iPhone 4S.
Oh, you know what?
Do you have like a Siri that listens to everything you say?
That's funny. Let me go to Wikipedia real quick. That's interesting. Oh, this is weird. It turns out Tune Yards is just an Eve 6 side project.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Eve 6. You know that band.
Yeah.
That band. They got...
Yeah, Here's to the Night.
Yeah. That band? That's a Tune Yards side project.
Wow, never knew.
Yeah, or excuse me, Eve 6 side project.
Yeah, super band. Uh-huh. We're talking super band.
You're never going to believe who plays lead guitar on Tune Yards.
Who?
It's Dave Navarro.
No.
Yeah, Dave
From
Navarro.
From Jane's an Addict.
Yeah.
Wait a second, where is this? Is it on Wikipedia?
Go to Wikipedia.
All right, scrolling through. Hang on, just looking.
Yeah.
How about that?
What is it?
The drummer used to be in Tonic.
Oh, Money. Weird.
Yeah. Well,
if you guys could only see the internet screens we're looking at.
It is.
You would see
amazing.
That this is not a makeup joke. We're not joking off.
Not
nice.
Not a lot of, hey, yeah.
All right, we got a soft stop. So, I know, the show's over.
Hey, guys, if you're hanging around looking for something to do at 11 p.m. tonight, my recommendation, Shirts Golden at the New Movement Theater, hosted and curated by this guy, Chris Tejas. Chris, give him the lineup one more time.
What up? So tonight, it's going to be Eric Krug will be headlining.
Mm-hmm. Badass, hilarious guy.
Michael Priest.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed great.
Maggie May.
Crushing it, Maggie May.
Tegan McLaughlin.
Funny dude.
Spirit Desire.
Spirit Desire. The bad, they're blowing it up. The badass blowing it up.
Some of the best.
I didn't want to reuse my adjective.
Right.
And just added to the lineup, my buddy John Stringer, very funny, FPIA finalist as well.
John Stringer, that guy's got hustle.
Yeah.
He's bringing it.
He's doing it.
Never not bringing it.
Right.
And also music by?
Music's going to be by Thad Newman.
Thad Newman.
Yeah. You're going to want to be there.
Yeah.
We'll try real hard.
Yeah.
But to everybody else should try real hard.
You're going to want to be there.
It's just something that's happening tonight.
If you want to be there.
Exactly. And that's at the New Movement on 7th and Lavaca.
That's at 11 p.m. tonight.
The address is 616 Lavaca. It's not the old New Movement. They relocated to downtown.
Yeah.
Really nice venue.
Don't show up to the old New Movement and feel like a big dummy.
Yeah.
Don't.
Chris Tejas?
If you do it, let me know.
Thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks so much,
buddy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Good to just chill with the fellow 3EB bro. By the way, if you're wondering what we're wearing... we're both wearing dress shirts with cargo shorts, boat shoes, and some dirty baseball caps. Why?
No regrets.
And we all have those weird half mullets. Why? Why would?
Why are people making fun of us?
I don't get it.
I don't get that.
I'm going to go outside and crush the world's best beer, Miller Lite.
Sweet.
Thanks
a lot.
I'd
like to go with you.
Cool, buddy.
Awesome show, guys.
Also, my dad owns a dealership.
All right,
just throw that out there.
And there we go.
All right.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Do we have anything to read before we go?
Come at me, bro.
Yes, come at me, bro. Let's check Twitter one more time before we make way for the clear spot coming up at 7.
Before we make way for clear spot to make love.
Hot
to your ears.
Rock for, oh,
she
no.
said I could say that.
No, she never did.
Never did. All right, what are we listening to, dude?
Let's go out with some Mount Carmel from the... Right? What am I doing here? Yeah, from the Real Women album. This is Hear Me Now. Goodbye, Mac.
Bye, David. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Austin.
Bye, Austin. See you next week.